I would like to talk over with you on this work that has been done all over the world, but on a very quieter note, is what I could say. It is called the sacred work. In the East, it's very prevalent. In the native Indian culture, it exists. It exists almost in every aspect of humanity, but in the last couple of centuries, it has been gone missing. And the tragedy of this work going missing has brought humanity to a point that life appears very meaningless. Life has lost its in touchness with living, and existence has been devoid of celebration. So I would like to talk to you about this word, which is part of my work, which is to awaken that which is known as the sacred work. The sacred work is about recognizing and celebrating the highest of humanity in you. If you watch the last 2 centuries, everything has been reduced to almost just mind. It's just everything is mind, labels, concept, ideas. Humanity, the way I'm using the word, has been missing. The spirit of humanity, the celebration of humanity. Thus you see symptoms of meaninglessness, depression, pointlessness. And then people come up with great ideas. And the ideas do not satisfy. It just keeps people distracted for a while. Somewhere the soul goes on meeting. 2 people together when the heat is over. When the initial shock is over, they find out what are we doing with each other really on the spirit level. Thus, I'm not proposing spirituality, I'm proposing undertaking sacred work. Sacred work means to recognize the sacredness in you and to allow it to bloom. Then life becomes sacred. Only in the sacredness there is meaning. In the ancient days, they found the mountain sacred, they found the river sacred, they found the moon, the weather, relationship sacred, and somehow they had a root, a in touchness that is missing now. And as science evolved, we laughed at all that. We said it is nonsense. We are just blood, bone and marrow and chemical and logic and thinking. In doing so, our grandness has been taken away from us. My attempt all over the world is to go speak to awaken the spirit of your own sacred nature. That I'm saying you are a sacred being, not just mentally, but as a living pulse. Until you can be in contact with that sacredness, one remains blind. Yoga is awakening that sacredness. It is the sacredness moving the body. It is not an exercise. It is to recognize the sacredness flowing through this body. What is the sacred? I leave it to you to find out. But all I can say, it's nothing to do with mind. There's something to do with beyond mind. If you can follow that a little bit. What is meditation? Meditation is not a technique to calm the mind or to find peace. This is all utter ridiculousness. Meditation is to take care of the sacredness, that you are sacred. I wonder whether you have ever touched the sacredness. something holy, maybe that's a wrong word, within you. Something so precious. Humanity will not survive until the sacredness is awakened again. When you have a sight of you more than what you have now, we look at a child and we can recognize the child's sacredness. It is sacred. We go to an ancient temple, we feel it is sacred. But very often as grown up, we can't feel ourselves sacred. Through various conditioning, we have been reduced to look at ourselves as just a utilitarian. Now, awakening that within people, challenging that. If you can follow a little bit on this, I wonder whether you are interested. Because we live in a very cruel world. The cruel world just wants to reduce you to a label. Would like to reduce flower to some kind of atomic molecule, petals, and explain it away. In doing so, it cannot see its beauty. I wonder whether you are ever interested. I hope you are, because humanity depends on it. And then we have pundits, scholars, who propose, who tell 7 ways this, 8 ways that, and 22 ways. And you try so hard to follow these pundits. And then you catch yourself falling short and even reduce further. If you observe as the speaker is speaking to you, if you can watch what he's saying, you may enter this a little bit. Is there something sacred in you, sir? Please, not mentally, actually. When you're with somebody, is your sacredness meeting the other's sacredness? Not as a spiritual ritual, but as a living presence. It is not strange we created nuclear weapon and we are doing all kinds of atrocious things in the world. There's nothing sacred. Relationship been reduced to just physical friction. Utilitarian. Dependency. And the pundits have gone on proposing all kinds of things, thus killing love, killing life, killing light. And then we have the new age Gaga Gugus, who propose all kinds of UFO stuff which I don't know anything about. I'm putting all that aside. I'm just saying, in your work, is that work sacred? Which means it affects humanity. You got to understand, the word sacred means something which is beyond you. Not just you, it affects humanity. When you can see the way you are affects humanity, you have found your sacredness in contact with humanity. You know, if you can be happy and true, you are affecting humanity. No matter where you are sending that vibe. You are that living pulse. Or life has been reduced to so low that you can't see your participation with the universe. The whole idea of this work is to know, in your growth, in your enrichment, in your own enlightenment, humanity depends. That I have to step up to the plate to rise to the best I can be. For that is my sacred gesture as a human. It's about being human. Life is not all about me. Can you follow, sir? Something sacred. I would like you to recognize that in you. If you watch what I'm saying and correspond to your own consciousness, you will know it doesn't exist. It is a dried, depressed. The best thing one can hope is live out this life in deep distraction. You know what is love? Love is when the sacredness comes into action. Trust me, there are people in the world who will never be interested in that which I speak about. Because they are all about outward. They are all about impressing somebody. Is my hair right? Is my Am I impressing you with cards? These are stupid people. We won't even address them. But there are people who look upon themselves and see. In the East, we have a tradition called a Buddha, a master, a rishi, a siddha, which means he who has bloomed to his total sacredness. We put our hands together when we meet him because he's sacred. Because in him we see our possibility. In him we see our completion. In him we see the more. I marry a woman. I live a utilitarian life. But I can see this relationship can be more than just physical. It can be entwined into something enormously beautiful. I wonder whether you seek it. In the ancient days, for the native Indian, for all over the world, they have ceremonies to keep the sacredness alive. They know when the sacredness dies, life has no meaning. The sacredness I would like you all to contemplate today is humanity depends on you. And each and every one of us. Thus, our life, the way we live it, the way we rise, the way we celebrate this life, is the only way life is going to change. Gone are the day life changes and we change. Those days are over. Now we have to change for life to change. Can you see? Finds her sacredness, she knows she's creating the future generation. So how she is in the classroom is going to impact millennia. Maybe the teacher who taught Hitler, if she would have loved him, maybe he wouldn't have ended up Hitler. I'm just proposing. I don't know. Does living callously disappear? But I would like to just move a little bit to say how normal consciousness are. How are people's consciousness? They are too much bothered what others are thinking all the time, isn't it? And they are kind of diffused into this confusion, thinking others hold their happiness. And they drift along saying everything else is responsible for how they are, but not themselves. What I would like you to maybe get into a small meditation today with the assistant is that just for a few minutes ponder, are you the rest of mankind? Your happiness, joy, growth, fulfillment is going to affect humanity. Have you undertaken that responsibility? You are, madam. You go home and you smile. If you have a child, you affect the child. And the child grows up more beautiful, makes the world more beautiful. I think we understand the word precious, isn't it? A Picasso's painting is precious, right? Picasso or Van Gogh is precious. You meet somebody beautiful, you say precious. When preciousness explodes, it becomes sacred. When the preciousness is unquantifiable, it becomes sacred. Remember, humanity has rejected sacredness not accidentally. Because when it's sacred, I cannot violate. When it's sacred, I must love you. I must act with love with you. Thus, sacredness was systematically destroyed. So invasion can happen, rape can happen. It has been the human consciousness to destroy sacredness. Because sacredness celebrates everybody's holiness. It stands in everybody's right. Thus, there is an interest. One of my work is to go around the world to ignite this back. Sacredness. Your own sacredness. Thus, the first job, the first commitment is you rise to the best you can be. You live in a way you are fulfilled. You live in a way considering another. You move through a journey that your fulfillment is a fulfillment of another too. You went and took up yoga, something happened to your life, and so many you have reached through that. It is a sacred movement. That's the first commitment. for me to grow so that I may serve better humanity. I'm wondering whether you would be interested in this. Think on this carefully. There's no obligation for anybody to do this. Maybe a couple of crazy people like us are doing it. But I'm speaking from a deep understanding. If we do not undertake this globally, it's going to be not very pretty. Because everything is becoming meaningless. Relationship has been reduced to just unconscious friction. Work has been used just a way to survive. Friendship are just there to see when you need them or use them somehow. Everything has been reduced to the minimal. I would like to celebrate everything to the maximum. To me, a woman is not just a company, she's a goddess. I would like to see her that way. A man is not just a man, he's a man. One enormous state to be in a man. One of the most beautiful state to be, if you can be. I wonder whether you choose. Because the moment you say, yes, I recognize this within me, I'm going to live by this, you have undertaken the sacred work. And the culmination of the sacred work is your own enlightenment, which you can coin it as the fulfillment of you. You become completely, totally fulfilled. Life has quenched you, or you have quenched into life. I wonder. Because if not, one lives just a mental life. It is strange. Long time ago, we had so little. We didn't have the television, nor the radio, nor anything to entertain us. But life appeared more fulfilling then than now. I don't know whether we have progressed or regressed, isn't it? I don't know. I wonder. We have got, in the name of civilization, moved very fast. I'm wondering, did we move forward or backward? I hope you're not sitting there and thinking, what is it in it for me? I hope you can see the bigger picture. When you see the bigger picture, you know your role in the bigger picture, life becomes right. Now maybe for a few minutes you may choose to sit in this, and Chief and the rest, take them through a small journey into this sacred truth. Ken? That will be good. The commitment to rise to your own sacredness is the commitment to walk away from your own inner darkness, if you understand that. Have you made that commitment within you? Let me give you the gravity of that commitment. Humanity depends on you. You see, we have been so accustomed, sir, to live not from the sacred. From where I come from, the East, I was raised as a Hindu. When food is sacred, marriage is sacred, a word is sacred. It is somehow they saw sacredness in everything. Have you come to it? If you haven't, you live a very poor life. When the East, they put the hand together and they look at each other, they're actually bowing down to the sacredness of each other. The sacredness is almost like the recognition of the spiritual nature. I would like to rise you to that sacred state. Then you love you. You can't help it. You like you. You celebrate you. It's almost like the song she sang. That is my entire teaching, so to say, is to help somebody rise that. And the first rising, first breakthrough, celebrate your humanity. Too long we have been made to apologize being a human. Celebrate, accept it. It is okay just to be you. Pretty good. Too many people have made us look at ourselves wrongly and put unnatural expectation, and that has destroyed the brain completely. The first strength is to recognize and celebrate your own humanity. And you know what happens when you celebrate your humanity? When you accept yourself as human, you heal. You don't carry this psychological baggage and nonsense. Something in you settles, you rest. That resting is meditation, the beginning of it. Just resting as you, accepting everything that has happened to you without an idea. You see, the civilization proposes you must be something other than you. It is an action of suicide. Anybody who buys into that idea trying to be something other than you are moving in a path of self-destruction. I've heard a joke a long time ago. This is a joke about humanity and what they've been trying to do. They said they were trying to treat a man for jaundice for 30 years. Jaundice, you turn yellow, isn't it? And after 30 years, they found out he was Chinese. And you know what's the joke, sir? They cured him. I wonder whether you choose to do that. I wonder whether you would give that kindness to you to just be you, to rest, to allow you the freedom to be you, and to recognize the sacredness in you just being you. Why I'm saying this is, let me explain it. Whenever you rest into you, you suddenly stumble upon this truth that you are a reality maker. It hits you. Oh my God, I'm making reality. Based on my ideas, belief, feeling, emotion, energetic body, projection, I'm creating something. Then I realize whether to like you or not is my creation. Whether I'm rich or poor is my creation. You can never come to that point of personal power if you are not accepting you. Do you follow?
So there is a vested interest for you not to accept you. Thus you remain powerless. Whenever you rest, you suddenly you see you don't want to be ruled. You don't want to be manipulated. And you realize you have enough power to create what you choose to experience. This is what I share as the first discipline. The discipline to recognize yourself as a master. Somebody the other day asked me, why do they call you master? In the East, it's a normal thing. When somebody comes to my position, they call him a master. They say, why do they call you a master? Why do you allow it? I said, so you recognize it too in you. When somebody calls me a master, you have to recognize you are that too. All I can do is turn around and ask, why aren't you? Once I asked a very rich man, why are you, how come you are rich? He said, why you are not rich? He turned around. What stopped you? And that hit me very hard. He said, yeah, what stopped me? So remember this. You are allowing your own self through some mental nonsense not to accept you because you carry ideas about you. Do you know it is nice to be a human? Just to rest, to relax, to be, to celebrate, to rejoice, to be mortal, to know you can get hurt, to know you can get sad too. For that, the idea of perfection has to be dropped that has been proposed by pundits and scholars. Just to relax. To find relaxation is to drop all the psychological nonsense, just to settle. I hope today, as the first sacred work, we will celebrate our humanity. Do you think you would join us to do that? Nothing much. I would love to share so much more, but just celebrate your humanity. Man celebrating being man and woman celebrating being woman. Celebrating all the failures and all the mistakes and all the whatever that has happened, and to say, that's okay. That's cool in your term, isn't it? It's cool. It's cool. Like I used to go to school and my elder brother used to get 9 A's. All A's. I at most can manage 1 A. That's also in a subject that is considered useless, which is arts. I used to get A for arts, and my father would say, what you going to do with arts? My father has never heard of Picasso or Van Gogh. He thought, what you going to do? You going to paint houses? What are you going to do? And they'll be very distressed, and they always look at me, and I said, I'm sorry you are distressed, but I want you to know that I'm not. Once in my class, there was 32 students. I came number 31. So my father said, what happened? I said, I didn't like the last guy. If I would have liked him, I would have come 32. Somebody has to come 32. Didn't like him. The rest I like, so I let them win me. You are so tense. You want to fit into the society. You want people to say, you are a good little boy. You are mommy's favorite boy. I am so proud of you. And all the rest of their life, people are running around trying to do that at the price of not recognizing their grandness. Would you dare to look at you despite the outside? That's a sacred word. Looking at you as you are, despite whatever interpretation the world gives. And to just be, sir. Your confusion is not because how you are. Your confusion is because how you are bothers somebody else. The moment you drop that bothering, you are free. You are rendered inactive. You are just you. You have fallen within. That state of falling, madam, will rise an energy in you, enough energy in you, that you will have the strength to create the reality you want to live by. And whenever you live a reality you choose to be by, that reality becomes very sacred. Sacred is when the personal and the universal merges. Wonder whether you can follow this. My work is so much for you to be in touch with that. For the first time, you will really like you. You will know how grand you are. You will know you are not just a label, that you are a mystery, a rare flower. But trust me on this, majority of humanity is not interested in this. They have been programmed, conditioned, and they are running around all kinds of things, and they would like the tall, dark, handsome men. So they are either African or Indian. Tall, dark, handsome. So I would sell quite well. And they say things not what they are saying, they have been conditioned to say. They think what they have been conditioned to think. And they live a life of being totally entrapped, meaningless. Let's just run a small session. I'll leave it to them to awaken that in you. The meditation I would like to give you is, would you celebrate your humanity? In celebrating humanity, would you celebrate yourself? Would you? Not for your sake, for the sake of humanity. I wonder whether you would do it. Because in doing so, you act as a friend to mankind. My work is to go and awaken enough people, if I can, who would go find their own sacredness and who would undertake a challenge to live a total, meaningful, blissful, fulfilled life. Then our visit on this earth makes sense. I wonder whether you'd make that commitment. Just for you. Not to feed the society. Don't be bothered about it. It doesn't know you. It's just numbers. I wonder whether you'd do that. I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. Try that now. Phil, just awaken humanity. Let's celebrate humanity. And if she is blonde, celebrate her twice.
So I'd just like us all to get in a circle here, so we might have to move a few things, and I'll stand here. It's like you're limping to the left. Are you going to join us, Master? Okay, so it's like this. So you can start moving that way clockwise. We'll stay with the circle, I guess. And then join hands. Put your hand on her shoulder there. So we're all connected.
Oh,
even how the birth process happens, you know, how creation happens. You know, we started with a circle, you know, we went into that womb, and then we got born, and we came back to the circle again. And I never actually even realized it until I saw it from a little bit of a distance just now. So it was really beautiful to witness. Thanks, Luana, for leading it too. So I think we're all here, though. We want to hear Master's words so much, but I like these little breaks between the little bit of talk, a little bit of play, a little bit of talk, a little bit of play. So, is it all right if we stay in a circle while you talk? Because you'll see that I found with our native teachings, and I know you and I are meeting, and you'll find that the equality that you talk about really resonates in a circle strong when you do that, because when we make that symbol, you know, then we get connected in that way. So give the microphone back to you.
Some music.
Okay.
I watch the morning come, let it flow in through the window of my world. Showered me in mist, dried me with the sun, and I'll never hate again. Let your love flow, let your love flow, don't let it slip away. Let the morning come, let the morning come, let it drive your fears away. You watch the moon arise, you cast a fearful shadow across the vision of their eyes. Held it in their gaze, made a holy vow, never to fear again. Let your love flow, let your love flow, don't let it slip away. Let the morning come, let the morning come, let it drive your fears away. Let the morning come, let the morning come, let it drive your fears away. Climbed a mountain high, I shook my angry fist at the holy sky. Let the morning come, let the morning come, let it drive your fears away. Let the morning come, let the morning come, let it drive.
Into a small meditation today with the assistant is that just for a few minutes ponder, are you the rest of mankind? Your happiness, joy, growth, fulfillment is going to affect humanity. Have you undertaken that responsibility? I wonder whether you are interested.